The Trump administration says it plans to dismantle the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Colorado, which is the nation's premier atmospheric science center. In announcing the closing, Budget Director Russell Vogt called the center, quote, one of the largest sources of climate alarmism in the country. NCAR, as the center is known, was founded in 1960 and has facilitated generations of breakthroughs in climate and weather science. The announcement has drawn outcry from meteorologists and climate scientists across the country. Earlier this week, I spoke with Matthew Cappucci, a senior meteorologist at MyRadar. The White House has argued that NCAR and its undertakings and its work is somehow contaminated with woke ideology or climate alarmism. Is there research or data that is coming out of NCAR that is politicized or ideological in any way?
Truth be told, no. You know, the atmosphere does not possess a voter registration card. I think it's important to remember that scientists do science, and the only people doing the politicization are, for the most part, politicians and the general public and the media. It worries me, though, that this fits into an overall pattern of the demonization of both science and academia. The idea that we're trying to shut down science that produces results we don't like, it's a very worrisome trend, and we've seen this other times in history, and it never really ended well. And I'm just very concerned about the tone that's being taken, that simply because one political party or even one political person doesn't like the fact that we're learning about the atmosphere.